You know, I just talked to someone who said this election is going to tell us where the majority of citizens are in this country, and I don't think that's true. If things don't look good, I think it's going to tell us how screwed up our systems are, how much voter suppression there is, how much money there is to buy ads with false information. There is so much wrong systematically in our country. I think there is no way we should take any negative results as an indication that the majority of people in this country don't believe in kindness and compassion and all the right things.
What do you consider a negative outcome?
Republicans.
Jen Elliott Quevedo.
And where do you live?
Newcastle. It speaks to the bigger picture. It speaks to sort of taking it to the Trump administration a certain perspective. You know, the more Dems that we're able to pick up, the more that they'll be able to keep him in check with some of the things that he's been doing, with separating families, jailing babies, ignoring all issues regarding climate change and ignoring all environmental issues. And I think that, you know, so far the checks and balances has not existed with the Republicans controlling Congress. So I'm hoping that if the Dems are able to swing the pendulum back in the other direction, that we'll be able to at least rein him in and have a little bit more sanity and safety for people, because it really is an issue of people's lives are at stake.
My name is Gus.
And where do you live, Gus?
I live here in Glenwood Springs. I mean, as far as for my views and, you know, what I believe, I don't think it was a very important or pressing election, personally. I mean, for some of the options, for Democrat, Republican, for example, some of them had the same stances on views that I was against, and they were for. So there was no good option, in my opinion, you know?
Are you an unaffiliated voter?
Yes.
What's your name?
Solomon Liston.
Where do you live, Solomon?
Glenwood Springs.
And we're here at the Republican Party, election party, and I'm asking people, unaffiliateds, Republicans, Democrats, why is this election so significant, or is this election significant?
Because of the surprise of 2016, just seeing where the midterm elections, where people stand, how they're using their vote for their voice, if that makes sense. You know, the Trump administration was such an unexpected result. But I think there's a lot of Americans, there's a voice out there that needed to be heard, you know, that wasn't feeling heard, I guess. And that's what I think is so monumental about this era, is people's voice. I think we have more of the whole of America voice resonating. And I think that these midterm elections are going to show a reflection of that.
Brett Jolly, Newcastle, Colorado. It's significant because it's got to decide whether we're going to go to a socialist country or a capitalist. I don't know if capitalist is the right word, but where the people decide where the money goes instead of the government. We're at a crossroads whether we let freedom and liberty, capitalism work.